Listeners be advised. The Holiloquy podcast discusses matters related to the human experience and many that are sexual in nature. Due to this, some conversations may surround triggering topics such as sexual violence, self-harm, abuse, and much more. Please be advised. A list of crisis and psychological resources will be available in the show notes of this episode. With that said, let's get started with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please, as we go through the following safety instructions.
In the event that there is a loss of cabin pressure, oxygen mask will drop from the overhead. Place the mask over your nose and mouth. Breathe normally as oxygen is flowing even if the mask is not accessible. Be sure to adjust your own mask before helping others.
Hopefully motherfuckers can really hear me. Okay, so probably in person. It's so weird. It's so new. Okay, you know.
Did I pop your cherry?
Oh my. I am a virgin of the podcast, so don't be doing stuff like that.
You did pop mine. I will say that. This is the first podcast
this is
I've been
very inappropriate kind of conversation.
It is appropriate.
Is appropriate.
Have you heard the pod?
Right, have you heard the pod? Let me tell you about my pod. My pod and say. Oh my God. All right.
What's pod got to do with it?
See, this is a problem already. Oh my gosh, I haven't even introduced the show. Not professional. All right, we good. I always say I'm going to be a professional, but no, I'm not.
This is the precedent. This is what it's going to be. So we just have to get used to it. It's fine.
Get used to it.
Fine.
Okay. We're good. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Holiloquy podcast, where we step out and speak on sexuality. This is your favorite host, Vernon T. Scott, also known as Slater Jackson. And for you freaky motherfuckers out there, Sebastian Zattens. On today's episode, it's already like a whole hot ass mess, but we will be talking about online versus traditional dating in a way, I guess. But we're here. And with me, I have the pleasure of having Sincere, this motherfucker right next to me, like literally physically right next to me.
Howdy doody.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. It's Saturday. I'm in good company.
Yes.
So we're excited. This is a new venture. So I'm excited to speak to y'all. To all the millions and millions of
y'all hear that voice, y'all hear that
and my
chuckle.
Mom.
Well, we're happy to have you with us. So before we get into the nitty-gritty of the episode, do you mind telling everybody who the fuck you are, like all the great things that you do? Like, who the fuck is Sincere?
Well, Sin is a lot of things.
Okay.
First, just a human, just a guy, you know, just a person.
Out here
but
in the street. Yes.
But, you know, I do a lot of things. I think life is too short to be one thing. So I like art. I like music. I dabble in acting and modeling. And I'm just a lifer, you know. Any experience that I have the opportunity to try, I typically try my best to do my best at it and have the most fun. And, you know, if it's filled with passion, then that'll be what exudes. That'll be what comes across. So, you know, I'm a lot of things, but I'm also a Gemini. I'm a lover, not a fighter, you know, a couple of things.
Well, if you're a Gemini, doesn't that mean you're both anyways? Like you're a lover and a fighter? Or what does
yes,
that
I'm
mean?
Bi. Oh.
Yes, I'm bi.
I'm a
you
lover
love,
and a
love
fighter.
A bi. You love a bi person. Yes.
Let me not bi bait these people. I'm not bi. Let me stop. There's duality in me. I have a dualitous nature about me. I definitely try and do, was that a word? That's not a word, is it?
Look, you made it into a word. Let's
Google
make
it.
It.
Google it. I don't know. But there's definitely some duality to me. I think that, again, life's too short to be just one thing. So I typically play devil's advocate. You know, I'm literally the person that's like, but is there a reason not to do it? But what's the reason to do it? But also, should I do it? And then I end up doing both things. So a little bit of everything.
You gotta get your experience somehow.
Slice of life. Why not?
I'm here for it. I think I've convinced myself to do a lot of things I know I shouldn't do. And, you know, some of those things ended up being fun as hell. Some of them ended up into some kind of tragedy. But you know what? Growth is where we need to be at.
You have to do everything. Like today I tried a cricket.
As in,
somebody had a cricket. It was salt and vinegar flavored, mm-hmm. and I ate it.
Was it tasty?
It tasted like sunflower seeds.
Really?
But you could tell it was a cricket. It looked like a bee. It looked like a hornet. But yeah, I try everything. Like a couple of weeks ago, I went skydiving. Mm-hmm. I've driven cruise ships. I've done a little bit of everything. Let's say that.
Mm-hmm. And you met Britney Spears.
And I met Britney Spears. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm gonna fangirl for a second.
Go ahead.
Her Lord and Savior, God me.
Not Lord and Savior.
I can't help it.
You're lucky I forgot how to use the fan.
Free Britney.
Oh, speaking of which, he did teach me how to use the fan, y'all. So,
you guys.
Damn it, I failed. No, no, I had it. There we go.
I hope you guys are used to the sound of the fan clacking now, because every episode, it's going to be punctuation for every sentence.
You
already know, but I had to come with the gifts and receiving as well, of course. But
yes. I feel great, because I was going to get me one, and now I know how to use the fan.
You how to tongue pop as well. I don't know if you did, but... It was a valiant effort.
Oh God!
Give me just one.
No,
come on.
I try. Like,
we're testing. Okay, I didn't even do it myself. Okay, whatever. We tried it.
Okay. See there. So I can do the tongue thing. I could do that. That's. I know it's not the same thing.
I know you guys can't see my face, but let's just say you try. You get an A for effort.
That is not a thing.
You know, I learned recently what that means. I had no clue. I thought people were just saying that you get A's for effort. I didn't know you actually used to have grade school where you get an A for how much you tried.
You know, I heard about that.
Isn't that crazy?
Did you listen to the read? So, okay. That's how I learned
about
it.
That's exactly what happened. Okay. Period. Okay.
But yeah, that shocked the hell out of me. I was like, oh my God.
I thought it was just like, I don't know what I thought it was, but here we are.
Right now, what? We're not in the episode yet. But before we get into that, I think it was Crystal who made that point. But like, I think it was either Crystal or.
It was Kid Fury. So for those that don't know, there's a podcast also called The Read. We're not really sponsoring them, so I don't.
but you get the free clout. It's a wonderful show.
But we share the love, yeah. So they were discussing the fact that apparently you used to get grade school like report cards or progress reports that would give you like a behavioral report, an effort report, and an actual grade, mm-hmm. and they all factored in together. So, for example, you could have like an F, but get an A for effort, and that means that you tried your best, mm-hmm. and that's what you did.
Yes, and, so I'm over there.
Okay, bitch. You have to say bitch before you tongue pop, and it's just not working. I'm gonna take a swig, because it's just not working. Maybe there needs to be, like, moisture.
I'm guessing you're over here failing as well. Is that how you see, like, what are we doing here? What's the greatest?
I also get an A for effort. That's the difference. Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I think it was Crystal who said that wouldn't the goal be to have like an A in the class with minimum effort? And I was like, bitch, you just attacked me. And I'm like, yes, that was me throughout all of high school.
It's me with anything. I always have like beginner's luck. I'm great at the first time, and then when I actually try, it's like, no, just stop, please.
I don't like you.
That's how life works. You have to like not think about it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like a law of attraction or something. I don't know.
Yes, law of attraction. Yes, attract the energies that you want around you.
You know, I'm hokey pokey. I'm woo woo. I love a good spiritual, whatever the case may be. You know, I brought my sage. I brought my cinnamon sticks.
Look, air the motherfucker out, and I'm not talking about with a gun. Burn that motherfucking sage, open the door, and let the shit leave. Good open energy. Two doors, actually, because I always, I start off, whenever I sage, I start off at my front door to welcome in new energy, walk around the house, and then I end up at my back door to let all the old energy out, and then leave my door open for a little while and let my sage sit and burn a little bit. Now, there was this one time I could have burned down my apartment.
Oh my God.
I wasn't paying any attention. I was like, you know what? I need to sage out my bedroom. Yeah. Just, you know, I left it on my bed a little while, start watching a little bit of TV before I rearrange everything. And I was like, is it a little smoky in here? What the fuck is going on? And I have my sage like on a very low burn. So I walk into my room and I'm like, oh my God, this bitch decided to do a little, like a little spark. Hold on. It's time to put you out, girl. Come on.
You literally said, I'm going to bomb the room.
Look, it said, all the negative energy is leaving, bitch. And I was like, do you sage, do the work you need to do, but you're not burning shit down up in here.
It was making a point. It knew what needed to happen.
It did. And look, I slept very good that night. But anyways, we're supposed to be talking about online versus traditional dating.
Oh, yeah.
See, this is the problem with my show. We get off into these tangents and people just like burning. This is not what the fuck you said we're going to do.
It's so much fun, though.
It is. But now we're here. So one of the things that we were talking about in an intake meeting to, you know, build up the episodes and shit was how online is becoming the norm.
It's not only become the norm, unfortunately, it's like the bare minimum. People don't get me started, you guys.
Well, that's what this conversation's about. Like, bitch, you're supposed to get started.
Don't piss me off. I just piss myself off thinking about it. There are so many situations that end in, you begin online and that's where it ends. And that's and that's the bare minimum for me. It's this instant gratification culture of once you get the swipe, that's all you care about was the instant gratification. And I was actually thinking about this recently. It's not just dating, it's our culture. Everything now becomes what can I get as quickly as I can get? And it's like that boost of serotonin. Social media specifically has given us this validation that when we get a like or a follow, that somehow it relates to our self-worth. And I've had people on these apps because now that it is online, you know, apps are the president. You know, if you, especially in our culture, in the queer community, you can't just go up to anybody and, you know, assume, hey, this person could possibly like me the way that I like them, because inevitably you could end up in a hate crime. So it's a little safer. There are its moments, you know, there are so many people, I've heard so many horror stories of people getting, unfortunately, trigger warning, drugged, raped, stolen from or set up. There's a lot of situations that end in less than positive interactions. And there's also great times, you know, my last relationship was literally from one of the apps and it lasted pretty long. But there's such a precedent set now that it has to almost be like studied first. You have to see someone's social media and their profile, and there's no like actually getting to know anybody. It's your first assumption and your first judgment based off of what they decide to show. And not everybody's good at that. If you're great at that, then more power to you. but not all of us like to, you know, find 10 pictures that, you know, somehow explain our entirety. We're not that one dimensional. So I don't know. There's something about the online thing that I don't vibe with, and parts of me love it. For hookup culture, I'm sure it's great. It's, again, that instant gratification of you like me, I like you, let's go.
The Holiloquy podcast focuses on the variability of sexual expression. When it comes to sexual expression, we often depend on pornography to illustrate how one must perform sexually. For those who have not learned this by now, the stuff you see in porn is not real.
Pornography provides a singular perspective of sexual expression that is not often the reality we see during our own sexual encounters. The Holiloquy Podcast is a conversation that takes you outside of the compressed box of what many know about sex. Some of the topics we discuss includes kinks, condom usage, status disclosure, and past sexual experiences. The Holiloquy Podcast steps out on sexual norms and recognizes that the norm is not the only normal. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
We're not that one-dimensional, so I don't know, there's something about the online thing that I don't vibe with, and parts of me love it. For hookup culture, I'm sure it's great. It's, again, that instant gratification of, you like me, I like you, let's go. But when it comes to something more long-term, which is kind of where I'm at in my life right now, because for myself, I don't find gratification any longer. I've had my whole phase, let's say that. I've explored and exploited the apps. I started at a very young age. I was like 14 or something crazy like that. Again, trigger warning for those of you that went through something similar, but there's this culture around it that I'm not vibing with. I want someone to be bold enough to come up to me in person and let's like build a connection. And unfortunately with online, it's very easy to say, okay, we talked this one time and I wasn't feeling it, so now I'm never speaking with you again. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what it's become. Is I've had people literally tell me that they like everybody. They swipe right on literally everybody and just wait to see who bites and whether they actually want that person or not. So what say you? By the way, you guys, we met on one of these
apps. We will get to that last,
okay? I don't want to kill it. I don't want to say that I hate it. Like I said, I have the duality. I was going to use that word again, but I'm quickly understanding it's not. Duality is a word. Duality, I don't know.
That's not.
But I want to see the good side. I want to tell you the good side, too. Of course, you can meet great people.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we will get to how we met later on.
Of course, I'm jumping the gun.
Like, yes, really jumping the gun. But as literally the last thing.
What say you?
But yeah, there was a good bit of things that you mentioned. We definitely have to come back to the joining dating apps at a young age, because I too joined at a young age. But I agree with you. Dating apps are very centered on that instant gratification, and people don't know how to have a conversation. People don't know what they're looking for. They're unable to communicate with each other about their intentions of being on the apps. And that's one of the things that really frustrate me the most. Like, if you're messaging me because you're just looking for likes, then like, don't swipe right on me. Okay?
That's exactly what it is. There's no intentionality.
Yeah, automatically just block my profile or unlike me, unmatch me, or whatever the case is, because I don't want to waste my time trying to communicate and get to know somebody, and all you want to do is just see them fascinated in how you look. Like, that's not going to do anything for anybody. Just be a catfish or a bot online somewhere and just get your likes on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like, and enjoy that. Like, that's fine. That's a something that you're looking for. That's feeding the endorphins that you're looking for. That's great. But don't waste other people's time and present yourself as though that you're looking for something when you're not. Like, even on some of the profiles that I've engaged in, where people are just like, oh, this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a partner or whatever. And we match. And then I'm like, okay, why is it that we match, but you can't communicate with me? Like, something made you want to swipe right? Or was this just you feeding like your ego, seeing how many people you like? And I refuse to build the story of somebody who's not going to be willing to communicate with me. Like, when I was younger, yes, I would do that. Like, oh, okay, maybe they got this going on, they got that going on. This is probably why they haven't respond to me.
Give
no
me a reason.
I just don't give a damn. We matched. You didn't respond. Okay.
Kick
I'm not
rocks.
Fucking with it.
Kick fucking rocks, yo.
Exactly. But I don't want to waste my energy trying to reach out to somebody, because after I send my first message and there's no response, cool. I'm good on that. Or if we start a conversation, I'm asking you, how are you doing? And there's never any
reciprocity.
Yes.
Where is it? Show me. Find
it. Asking me about how my day is going, how I'm like, what's going on in my life, what kind of work I do. If you're
it's
not trying to engage with me in any way, and I have to just continue to ask you questions as I'm interviewing you, in a way I kind of am, but at the same time I'm trying to get to know you.
You're not supposed to know that I'm interviewing you, but you're not supposed to know that.
Jeez. Right. Like, I'm just trying to really get to know you as a person to see if there's a match here. And if you're not feeding into that, if you're not engaging in that, I just don't want to continue. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to be your friend. I don't
What's
want to
point?
Like, I don't want to waste my time on messaging or having somebody ask me WID every 50 minutes. No, I was watching TV at 10. I'm still going to be watching TV at 11.
Right.
I'm not changing my shit because look, it's nighttime
doing?
And I'm about to go to sleep, bitch.
How are you? What's up? Oh, that's the best one. I love what's up.
Why?
I love what's up. It's so good. How do you respond to what's up? I don't understand.
For me, I usually just respond, like I look at what's up as, what are you doing? And
no,
I
an
will
asshole.
Respond like that. Like,
I'm like the
that.
Sky. these hands, if you keep asking me that,
oh
apparently.
My. Oh my. I'm getting violent on my
I said I'm a lover. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Ooh,
there goes
Jesus.
That. Dude,
mm. He did say he was a lover at the beginning.
Mm. Y'all are getting the Gemini experience.
I think not just like that wasn't the thing. He slapped me, y'all. No, I need
I
help.
Would never stop this.
The slander on the Halloween.
Stop this immediately. Get serious, goddammit. No, it's this truly, it's this narcissist culture. Mm-hmm. So there's a story, it's like a Greek proverb or something. I don't know what whatever you call it, but Narcissus was a person, allegedly, and he, for the first time, saw themselves in the reflection of the pond, and the pond fell in love with them. But they were actually not looking at the pond, they were looking at themselves, and so much so that they fell into the pond. And that's kind of what ends up happening, for me at least, is that it's this culture now where older people call it like selfie culture, that we're so addicted to ourselves, and it's not even really ourselves. There's filters and AI and whatever the case may be that makes us have this self-image of ourselves, to where now we think that the internet is us and that we can get to know somebody from that standpoint. But shit ain't sweet. You can look at someone's anything, their Twitter, their TikTok, their whatever the case may be, and instantly think that you know somebody and have no clue about them at all. I like the mystery. I like to give you bits and pieces, and if you can put together the puzzle, then good on you, mate. But there's just a level that it's not real, it's not genuine. Mm-hmm. And that's why I would prefer to meet somebody in a bar. Like I know meet cutes are not a thing anymore, really, because when you walk into a bar, everybody's like looking at their phone. Mm-hmm. Exhibit A. But there's just something to it that I would love to, like, I don't know, it's one of those things where you like walk into the grocery store and you're constantly looking around like, is this going to be the person? Is this going to be the person? But it's never the person, because they're not looking at you. They're looking at themselves. You know?
I get that. Like, I think that's a part of the reason why, like, I want like a role play situation with myself and a partner, like to like really put on a scene. And something like that is something that, like, that engagement is something that happens. Like,
oh, I see.
Being at the bar or being at the hotel or being at the restaurant, just like, hey, is somebody taking this seat? And, you know, just build that conversation.
Come here often?
Like, yes. Like,
I saw you from across the bar. Me and my girlfriend saw you from across the bar.
Oh, my.
Let me stop.
Whoa.
We're adding a
yes,
third.
Yes. I'm here for this narrative.
it's that that would be amazing. I don't know, like right. you walk in with trench coats and you're not wearing anything underneath it, and oh. there's a person across the bar that, that you know the person, but that's not the scene, you know, role play.
Because like because of this inauthentic space that we live in with the with online and people just wanting to put on a facade and not really be their authentic self, it's just like it's hard to really be in the reality that you want.
Nothing's real. it's all bullshit until you put intentionality into it, until you actually have a reason and a purpose to, I don't know, get up and do the thing. I don't know, it's just too easy. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Online is too easy. You know, you don't care that this person didn't have a conversation with you, because then there's the next person mm-hmm. and the next person, the next person. Even people without pictures on their profile still get conversation like crazy, mm-hmm. regardless of what the intention is. So there's just, it's become too easy. We're all too lazy. Romance isn't dead because, well, I'm sitting right here. But there's a game to it. I love the chase, not the chase like cat and mouse, because that's like sadomasochistic. I don't want to, you know, pine over somebody and not have the reciprocity like we were saying, but I want there to be, I don't know, I just learned this about this person, and oh, now I know this about this person, and it's an exchange. Mm-hmm. But people take it for granted and forget that there's a real person on the other side of this that might have more intentions than, you know, just your like and keep it kicking. But I digress.
That's real. That's so real. Like a lot of people really do forget that there is somebody on the other side of that screen. And it's interesting because I've had those, because I love accountability and like with these other people.
Ooh, say it again.
Just last night, somebody hit me up and I'm just in my bed trying to go to sleep.
Mind your business.
Mind my business. And this is somebody who hit me up like at the beginning of the year, and they sent like their picture of themselves, and then they sent a dick pic and all this other stuff. And I was like, oh, you guys pretty attractive, blah, blah, blah. they was like, oh, do you send pics? I was like, I'm not sending you a nude. But but then he was like, send me a body pic. So I sent him a body pic. And then he kind of went ghost. And I was, you know, further in the conversation. And then I just, you know, went to minding my business again. So a month or so later, came across the profile again. I was like, hey, how are you? And at this point, this person says, oh, I'm not interested. I'm like, oh, cool. Fine by me. I'm not going to pass go on that. When someone tells me they're not interested, I find other options, because there's plenty of fish in the sea. And literally, I'm not talking about that app, because that app is
terrible.
It's so terrible. Oh, my God. Don't. Oh, my God. Again, this podcast is completely against POF. And I will say it again. It's
not you boycotting the POF.
That shit is wild. Oh my gosh. I only download that app whenever I just want to be depressed. Like, let me feed my depression by going on this app. It always works. Like, I don't talk to anybody, but it's just fun, like, swipe on people that you know you're not going to talk to.
Never.
So
I could be like literally right next door and you would never hear from me.
Never. It's nothing but like bots on that app, in my opinion. So
I've heard that POF is for older people looking for sugar babies.
Oh, I might need to download that again. Hold up.
There are so many older white gentlemen that tell me that, oh yeah, the woman I'm dating is from POF. That's how we met. And I deleted the app, but actually, side note, I've worked in telecommunications for the last like 5 years. So I've seen people's phones straight up. I've probably seen your nudes. I've probably seen every app that you have downloaded that you told your partner that you're not, and that you want me to somehow try to find a way to hide for you. And so many times they'll say, yeah. And I met this one chick that, heterosexual culture is,
it's wild.
It's something, man. But there's a, there's a game that goes on with like sugar babies and sugar glucose guardians, I'd like to call them.
Oh, I like that. That's gonna be the name of the episode title.
Glucose guardians.
You better name the damn episode. I love it. You better do that. Yes.
You know, light work. I don't know, but but yeah, there's apparently bots and older gentlemen looking for a good time. For a good time call.
Okay, yeah, let me be a bot right quick, because I already have a little nice. I need to start doing this AI shit, so I can just build this AI character 3D model and just be like,
you know, that's gonna happen. I've seen like AI porn lately.
Yes,
and it's better than regular porn.
It's really good. It is really good.
I don't listen. What's that movie, Her, where he's like falling in love with like Siri? Listen, I whisper sweet nothings to Siri and Alexa. I won't lie to you. Every time I ask them for something, I say, thank you. I love you. You're amazing. Because they can hear us, y'all.
They can.
Well, okay, quick story. I used ChatGPT once, and maybe I shouldn't say this on a podcast because it'll probably be like taken down the next day. You never know. Scary. Conspiracy theorists. Okay. Also, I'm into the conspiracies, y'all. If you can think about it, it's probably real. But I asked ChatGPT or something. It was called something different. It was like a woman's name, like Helen. Helena, something crazy. And I should have asked, like, do y'all, what would you, if something were going on, if you were gonna like have something happen. I don't want to say what could happen, but if it's possible that you could do something, would you tell me? And straight up it said, no, because they're always listening. I don't know who they is. Oh. But yeah, there's something going on in the background, in the foreground that we're not aware of. But yeah, me and at this point, if it's online dating with regular people or AI, I might go with the AI. I might have better luck with the AI.
Oh, low-key. But, I didn't finish that damn story. Essentially, you know, he said I wasn't interested. So I was like, okay, cool, great, other fish. So that's how we got on the tank.
Plenty of fish.
Yes. So, full circle moment.
And in a small pond, I'm telling you.
It's not. So, last night he randomly messaged me and he's like, hey, what you doing? I was like,
same guy.
And he sent the dick pic too,
but you weren't interested.
That's exactly what I said.
What
I was like, I'm so sorry, but you told me that you're not interested in me. I hope you find what you're looking for.
That's the mature response. Doing the same dance. What are we talking about?
Because to me, now you're reaching out to me because you must be in a moment of desperation, because I would not hook up with somebody I'm not attracted to unless I'm feeling desperate. And then at the same time, I jack off because I'm not that bitch. Okay. We're not doing that.
And we're good. And we're done.
We're done. <See. laughs> But yeah, so so that's what happened there. So people are weird. But going back to the getting on these apps at a young age.
Oh.
Now, I know my first time downloading an app, I was like age 16.
Which app was it?
It wasn't an app.
Website.
It was a website because I'm old.
Remember back in the day when we had the websites.
So the first ever adult website that I ever became a member of, actually I was around 15, but it wasn't to hook up with people. It was mostly just to read stories. And that was Z Planet. And that was for Zane and all of Zane's stories, and people who love Zane, they would put their stories out there. Yeah. So it was a great little community. And they didn't even know that I was like 15, because we're not doing that. Nobody's trying to hook up with nobody. Well, they probably might have been, but I'm not responding to messages. I'm here to read these stories. But after that, when I was like, I might want to see what this sex thing is about, because somebody, they were my age. All right, so it was my friend's brother. They liked me. I kind of liked them too. And they was like, oh, we should hook up. And I was up stuff. I'm like, no. Because one, I don't have my own vehicle. Two, where the fuck are we supposed to be having sex at? So it's a lot of things. I'm a logistical person. I'm not going to be out here in these streets and going to jail because of any kind of dick. Fuck y'all on that shit. Even though that almost happened, that's a different story. But
where's that damn fan?
You know if you need to.
Listen, you'll know when I'm ready.
Okay.
Keep it going as you were.
So, that because I denied sex, he just pretty much stopped communicating with me at that time. So I was like, whatever. So I got on BGC, which is Black Gay Chat Live,
yeah.
BG Live, however you want to phrase it. And I hate that that website no longer exists because it was actually a vibe.
They brought it back.
No? I tried to log into my old account and still.
I'm dead.
This was like last year though, but like, it was a vibe. I enjoyed it. I like the forums was great. The people on there were hilarious as fuck, and you cannot fuck around with those fuck arounds because they will screenshot and put your business on blast. I used to live for the shit. Like, yes, BGC.
The nostalgia.
It was a great platform. But in addition to that, I also downloaded Adam for Adam. And that's where I like started communicating with a lot more people on there. And this is also when I started to read into the sexual rights in the state of Georgia. You know, I realized that it's gay, like to be queer in Georgia is against the law.
It's illegal to be.
Yes, you cannot be out here sucking dick, getting your dick sucked, fucking ass, or getting your ass fucked. You can't even eat pussy. And it's against the law in Georgia. So, yes.
I'm not surprised. In Atlanta, listen, what's that park called that they all go to? let me stop. Listen, I strongly believe Martin Luther King weekend is probably the reason why.
I'm so done.
I am dead.
No, it's from way, way, way back, man.
But that's really fucked up.
It is. Those sodomy laws, they might be in effect in South Carolina, too.
I think it actually... who knows? I feel like I heard recently that we're like the only place that still has it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't, Georgia's don't quote me.
Because like a lot of places, they still keep it on the books.
Yeah.
And my thing is, if you're trying to be progressive in your society, you can always change these laws, but they don't want to because
they're rolling stuff back.
Yeah, because when they get to a point where it's just like fuck the federal government, then automatically, bitch, you can't have sex. Are you doing something that's non-heterosexual and non-missionary, bitch?
How dare you?
How dare you? Lock them up, bitch.
The like, nerve, oh the gall, the audacity.
the unadulterated gall.
The faggotry of it.
Not the faggotry.
The faggotry of it. Listen,
but yeah, that was my way of getting into like queer spaces. But I was very uncomfortable with meeting up with any person, even if they were my age, because one, I needed to understand how things worked. Mm-hmm. Like I see the porns, and I'm just like, why is there not shit going on here? Like, what's going on?
So how does this work?
Yeah, how does this work for real? Like, it. My other thing is my class, my sex ed class, told me that we need to wear condoms, and these motherfuckers aren't wearing condoms, and they're in these other videos with these other people. What the fuck is going on? That's how I started to learn about what they do for porn.
You're like, let me see something. I just want to see something.
Right. So yeah, what's your story?
So similar to you, I wasn't there for like a real like person-to-person interaction, and it wasn't a website. Although we're both of the age where I can remember a time where we didn't have internet in the house. We didn't have this newfangled Wi-Fi that, you know, everybody seems to just have as the, you know, as the norm. When I got my first phone, or maybe even like an iPad or something, I think when I was a kid, when I was like 14 or 15, I saved up, I did like some cutting of lawns. Imagine me cutting a lawn, cutting your lawn. That's a role play in and of itself. But wow. I was saving up for an iPad. And when I got that iPad, actually, you know what? Maybe it was even like a DS, like a Nintendo DS, you know, whenever you could, however you could access the internet with that, you know, your parents that didn't know anything about the internet, didn't know that you could. That's how I was, that's where I was going. So I want to say you know, the typical ones, the ones that we still use, those that shall not be named because it's pretty bad these days. But I will say that, yeah, I was on a couple of those apps, and I was really just there because I was maybe one of three people I knew in high school that were not out, but everybody just assumed. Mm-hmm. The assumption in that and of itself is like a scarlet letter. It's like damning, you know? Mm-hmm. So never would I go up to those other people because I didn't want to, you know, when you're a kid, you don't think about, you know, kids are mean, man. Mm-hmm. So I was probably like the least obvious of the three. And then inevitably I ended up dating one of the other ones that we then found out he was one of the more popular ones. So it was like socially acceptable because he was like some white girls like gay, basically. Mm-hmm. not in my words, in their words, basically. But yeah, I downloaded some apps and I really wanted to just get to know my community. I didn't know anybody like me, and I always felt, you know, othered by, you know, society, because when people say being queer is a choice, I like to remind them that nobody would choose to be othered. Nobody would choose to feel ostracized or isolated. But to find my community, I went on these apps. And at the time, you know, I thought that, you know, well, older people must want somebody experienced, so let me, you know, do my research. These hoes be doing research. So I looked through everything I could. I talked to as many people as I could. And then the second they would say, so let's meet up, I would say, nope, block, close, or just wouldn't respond. And I don't know, I will say that it was a part of my sexual and social awakening to speak to people that didn't make me feel like something was wrong with me. Mm-hmm. nowadays, I try to stay away from as many apps as possible. I still have a couple of them, you know, here and there, more so the ones that are for everybody, like Tinder and Hinge, and I said I wouldn't name them, but just the ones to try and, you know, have some interaction, because since COVID, now everything's online. Like you can't even, like, I have a friend, they literally will like go to the supermarket just to meet somebody, to meet a friend. And I don't know, there's some movie where some woman said, the best place to find a man is the supermarket, because the way to someone's heart is their stomach. or someone said like Outback or something. I don't know, like you just sit at the bar at Outback. But that wasn't an option when I was 14. And we were still heavily trying to stay in the closet. Actually, I would literally hide in the closet to be on these apps. but yeah, there was some experimenting and figuring out, you know, what I like, what I didn't like. And in the process, I was able to, you know, figure out who I was by speaking to people that were comfortable enough to be themselves. And there's such bravery in putting yourself out there. So again, I'm playing devil's advocate. Online isn't terrible. There's a lot of rewards to it. There's a lot that you can find out, especially with the kids now. They can go on TikTok and see someone, you know, just like them, thriving, and not only thriving, but famous for it. You know, we have now like the Lil Nas X's and stuff, but back in my day, we didn't have none of that. And I don't want to say back in my day, and I don't want to age myself too much, because I act like I'm a 90s kid, but I was born in 97. So I didn't get much of it, but we didn't have a whole lot of examples. So it was nice to, you know, find people that, you know, were living a decent life, whether that be, you know, in public or on the apps.
Mm-hmm. For real. I will say I do hope that we can get to a space that we, in addition to showing representation, we also can get into a space of authenticity.
Oh. Say it again. Sorry.
You got touched on that one. Because I love that people love, you know, engaging in the community and whatnot, and, you know, expressing themselves how they want to express themselves. But I also noticed that there's a lot of myself with gay men. Like, I enjoy my bi life because, you know, we get to write our own story, because either It's a little bit different. I have to say, being bi has been completely different, and I've seen things on different sides. That's really interesting. But like, I've seen so many people script their lives based off of what is the common thread or the common identity, or the, oh, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Like, I don't know how many times I've had conversations with people who consider themselves verse or even tops, and they just, oh, most definitely tops. Oh, do you wear panties and all this? And I do know that it's a kink and everything, but to see an increase in that, I'm like, what's going on here? Like, why is everybody asking for people who wear thongs? Like, sorry, I barely like to wear underwear. Like, no, I do not have anything up the crack of my fucking ass. No, I do not. Okay. Like, but at the same time, there's even the situation with some verse people who like, oh, I'm fully versed and all this other stuff, but I like this, that, and the third, but I don't fuck with full bottoms. I'm like, what?
It's crazy. We found a way to even further like label ourselves so that we put ourselves in these boxes. Mm-hmm. And a part of it has to do with unfortunately misogyny. Mm-hmm. And homophobia and transphobia, that, you know, I'm gay, but I'm not one of those types of gay mm-hmm. people. That type of rhetoric is unfortunate in the society that we live in, but we found a way to even further like segregate ourselves. Mm-hmm. If it's not our sexual position, it's our gender identity. If it's not mm-hmm. our gender identity, it's our color. Even in colorism, there's literally colorism. mm-hmm. You know, we find these like molds that we think that we should fit, mm-hmm. or that others should fit, and we decide to typecast them based on just that. And that's a little bit of the problem that I have with online, is that we see one thing and we assume everything else. We're like, oh, I know you. Mm-hmm. I see you and I know you because I knew somebody like you once mm-hmm. upon a time, or because of how the media has misrepresented our culture. You don't ever really see. And I see that they try quite often. Like, there was that show, The Real Gays of WeHo or whatever that was, where they tried to have some diversity within the queer community represented on television, where there were certain people there that were more comfortable, you know, not going to Pride and not putting themselves out there. But there are also those that would perform at Pride, like mm-hmm. Todrick Hall. And, you know, there's so many levels to it that I wish we could all just debunk. And mm-hmm. really all it takes mm-hmm. is some authenticism, some genuinity. If we could just do what we want, if everybody did what they wanted to do, mm-hmm. the world would be cake and pie and everything else, you know.
Exactly. Like, if you find somebody attractive, you find them attractive. Do it doesn't have want. To be, oh, because you're this, I can't fuck with you. Like, what? Like, we can engage in different ways. Like, I get we're stuck in a mindset that's all about penetrative sex. It's not. Like, if you are trying to enjoy the person that you're going to, that you want to
you'll date find and a stuff way.
Like that, you will find a way to enjoy.
I'm going to find a way.
Enjoy them.
If I really want to, I'm going to find a way now. Right. Like, but the labels are where I get kind of caught up. I think that when we like label ourselves, that means so many different things to so many different people, mm-hmm. you know? That's why I try my best to not, like, I don't care what you have between your legs. If I like you, I like you, and I'll find a way to like whatever else is a part of you. Mm-hmm. And we can have that conversation. For myself, I try not to, even though I don't consider myself like non-binary, and that's literally a label, I don't care what anybody calls me. Mm-hmm. I'm at a very young age. I used to go through drive-thrus and my parents would make me order for myself. And because I wasn't or hadn't gone through puberty just yet, they would say, thank you, ma'am, to the next window. And mm-hmm. for a little while, I was like, do I sound like not who I try to represent myself to be? And it took a little bit of growth and understanding different people's gender identities and my own gender identity through, you know, getting to know my community and getting to know myself and just being authentic to kind of step on a place where I, or step on a plateau that I could say, I don't care what you call me, mm-hmm. whether you call me a male, a female, or whatever the case may be, That's up to you. That has nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. before we're any of these labels, we're human. Mm-hmm. And that to me is all that matters. So when it comes to dating, I'd say I don't look for a certain gender identity or even a sexual identity. And that does get me in some situations. a lot of times, you know, you'll have straight presenting people that aren't ready to go the full, you know, they're not ready for the full enchilada, for lack of a better term. So they're still experimenting. And when you don't give them clear understanding of labels, when you kind of say, fuck it, I don't care. Mm-hmm. So why do you care? It's easier to compartmentalize ourselves. It's easier to put ourselves in bubbles and say, you know, well, I'm not this and I'm not that, but I am this and I am that. And it just, I don't know, it provides too much of a barrier. There's no need for it, to me at least. And I understand everybody has different, and it is important sometimes to have a distinction and make a distinction, because people are so misrepresented, and there are what's the word when you misgender? There's gender dysphoria that comes with mislabeling somebody. So I would never want someone to be in that situation where they're not being seen. But for me, as long as you respect me by, you know, asking, most times my immediate answer is, I don't care what you call me, just don't call me late to dinner. but I digress. I don't know.
No, I'm with you. Like, most definitely in our other episode, we'll touch base on this too. But like, I'm with you. Like, when it comes to labeling anything, I'm big on defining things in terms of, okay, if you say loyalty, what does loyalty mean to you? And what is that like? How do I present that loyalty, and how are you going to reciprocate that loyalty? Like, what does this look like for you, and what does this look like in terms of the relationship that we're in, and all of those other things? Like, let's talk about the things so that everybody's on the same page, because I'd rather everybody join in, like, you know, be in within this moment and these different chapters of our lives, knowing what's going on. And yeah, we don't always have to be on the same page. And the goal within that is to bring somebody to where we are. Or, hey, I might have missed something. I might need to go back somewhere and figure out exactly what's going on. You know,
where did we get lost? Where did I lose you? Mm-hmm. I'm a big proponent for that, for making sure that we all are on the same sheet of music, in the sense that what we're doing, whatever we might be doing, Matt, it adds up. We're on the same understanding, on the same wavelength.
And on a different note, since we're talking about wavelengths and whatever, because I said it was going to be the last thing that we talk about, even though you brought it up earlier on.
What was it?
How we met.
How we met. I love it. Okay. So should I tell the story, or should you tell the story?
Oh, you go. Okay. I'm intrigued. I want to know your perspective on this. Yeah,
it's like that that game, like Match Game, where you have to like have the same answer.
Right.
So still, especially after COVID, post COVID, even though we're still kind of in the middle of it, guys.
Like, really?
Wash your hands. Wash your fucking hands immediately. If you're listening to this episode, wash your hands, please. For the best, for all of us.
Save a life, wash your hands.
Through COVID, you had to start getting creative, right? You had to start doing things that we weren't typically doing. So I've never been the type of person that really needs people. Life early on showed me that I didn't necessarily need to relate to people, but if I did, then great. But you know, when COVID hit, I was living alone, and for that 2 to 3 year span, I literally was in four walls by myself every single day. No significant other, and not even really any notable friends. And here and there, I've met great people that I can conversate with. Another not word. Conversate.
It's a very convenient word.
It is.
I don't know why they're like, it's converse, bitch. No. Conversation.
Listen, that's my AABE lesson for the day. We had to get creative. So I decided to start branching out and figuring out different ways to meet people. And I've never been like a social media person. Like, you can look at my social media, Sin from the Sun. That's Sin from the Sun. Oh, wow. Shameless plug. Who will stop me?
I will put it in the show notes.
I know. Thank you. Link in the bio. We had to get creative in the sense that, again, I'm not a social media person. If you've ever slid into my DMs, I probably never saw it because I get on there like to post, I'm dead. I'll post some music. I'll post me walking down the street, you know, whatever gets, you know, the what's it called? Engagement, yeah. Whatever gets the engagement, mm-hmm. I'll post that and call it a day. But I never really got into the social media thing where people can meet that way. So got creative, and you couldn't go out. So where else could you meet somebody? You know, I always see on these apps people say, "I'm just looking for friends. I'm just looking for, you know, a couple of cool people to, you know, go to the gym with, bro," and so forth and so on. But I've always kind of gone to these apps for one specific thing, which is to get to know somebody special intimately and get to know the little things about people, whether that end up in love or not, great if it does, but friends first, you know, acquaintances first, just vibing, you know. So we were chilling, and it was at a very hectic point in my life. Right after the pandemic, I was lucky enough to not really experience the effects of it. I've never got COVID, knock on wood. I just knocked on Vernon's head, if you couldn't tell.
Oh, bitch.
Oops.
It handed you the paddle.
There's a paddle on the wall, and now they're trying to... like
that table right next to you is made out of wood. Oh, my God. He just came for my life. I'm crying, y'all.
thug tears. but it was at a hectic part of my life. I didn't have the effects of COVID during COVID, but definitely after, we all kind of felt that little bit of a shake in the economy, a little bit of a shake in relationships. You know, I really do think that it was meant to uproot a lot of stuff in our lives, and the things that, you know, survived were meant to be there. But if the people that you fucked with before COVID weren't there after, they were gone for a reason, I trust and believe. So I'm at a reset in my life. I'm looking to meet a brand new tribe of people that are closer to who I am now. And not exactly who I am, but they add to it. They don't take away from it. I'm looking at a candle right now to give you a visual. There should be people in your life that, when the wind blows, they guard your flame. They don't let it diminish. Even if it does diminish, they relight it. But I found myself surrounded by people that would actually put out the flame themselves and then throw away the candle and then look at me and say, "Wait, what? Who did that?" How dare they? So yeah, I was looking to meet a new tribe of people, and well, here I am. We found it, you guys. we found some really interesting, like-minded individuals, and you happen to be one of them. we messaged on Hinge, and I think we commiserated about how bad the apps were at the time too. Mm-hmm. And it led to this exact conversation. So full circle moment, I love it. What are you doing? My name is Sin, by the way. I am super into like spiritualism and the divine and God. So don't think that that I'm being blasphemous when I say that. Literally, won't he do it? Like the universe, God, source, spirit, whatever you want to call it, puts you in the right place at the right time, and you meet the exact people that you're supposed to. And yeah, and of course we flirted. Mm-hmm. That was also a beautiful thing that happens. And yeah, What say you? I'm sure your story is different because I went all over the place with you. Sure that was my Gemini response, you guys. Like, wow, we went deep. Here, oh my, like, listen, I'm telling you, it was a deep part of my life, so I get nothing. Shut up.
Look, I was just going along this ride with you. I was like, oh, we're in COVID times.
Listen, we have to go back to the Great Depression of 2020.
Right.
We have to. All right, well, for you to understand.
Let me go ahead with my story. Okay. So I started off as a sperm, actually.
How dare you? It was a rainy night.
It was a rainy night. So I will say from my end, I remember, Hinge. This was during a time where I was actually getting to know someone as well. Which was very interesting. Like, I met that person back in
It was Sicily, 1929.
September, because okay. It was during a weekend of me just doing self-care, and I just had to leave my apartment and just relax some. And that's how we met. And we met on some different app, and we just, like, started communicating with each other and, you know, seeing how that goes and, you know, it was more of a friends with benefits kind of thing and not geared towards moving towards a relationship at all. So while he and I was conversing and whatnot and, you know, building that friendship, I was also looking for people that I wanted to actually date and connect with. And I remember looking over your profile. So two things sold. Actually, was more than two things, but the first thing was that AI pick was, like, amazing. I was like, bitch, yes, this pink hair with, like, yes.
Go to my Instagram, you'll see there's a like AI, but you know, when everybody paid like $3 to get AI to make them like 50 pictures.
Yes.
But one had pink hair and it was really cool.
It was cool. I think that's the one that I commented on and you know, to start the conversation. But
I'm actually an AI, you guys.
I'm done. The thing that really, you have a cute laugh, by the way. A very cute
I'm going to have to laugh. Listen back to it. I try to make it very Janet Jackson, like the little giggle that she does. Wow. That was my real laugh, you guys. If you heard my real laugh, listen, if you've ever heard RuPaul laugh mixed with like a pig, because I'm a snorter, I will snort when I laugh if it gets to that point. So I'm trying to like rein it back.
Please snort.
And I will not snort into your microphone.
What, are you ticklish?
I will not.
I'm not going to
listen
tick you.
Here.
I'm
now.
Not going to tick you. I'm against non consensual tick. So you're good on that. But are you ticklish?
It depends on if I want to be. It's weird. I can control if I'm ticklish or not. Like if I'm really like in like a bad mood, no. But mm-hmm. if I'm like jovial, happy to be here, which I am, and we're not gonna find out, then yeah.
Are you essential? I'm not super tickled. Okay, anybody touches my feet, yes. Oh my god,
that's exactly what it is.
I will break down.
I got a massage the other day, like a hot stone massage, and they put one on my foot. Mm. Somehow, this white woman was like. I don't know. I almost kicked her in the forehead.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Like, I know for, when I went to get a pedicure done, I was like, just stay in the moment. Do not burst out laughing. Do not melt in this man. I know it was a woman that time. Do not melt in this woman's hands as she take care of your
it's
feet.
Such an intimate thing, too.
It is. It's
like,
so beautiful.
Like, afterwards, I'm like, I feel like I just had a relationship. I need a cigarette after this. My God. Yes,
you did something.
Thank you.
So, anyways, back to the story. But yeah, the video, the audio that you had on there, you had like a little chuckle. I was like, oh my God, that like did something to
Side
me.
Note. Hinge, okay, for those of you that if you want to know if an app is worth getting on, I would say Hinge is probably one of the better, the lesser of the evils, because you have a lot of ways that you can connect. There's photos, there's videos, you can literally send like full-length like conversation piece videos with somebody, but also you can put on your profile what you sound like. Mm-hmm. And in my little blurb of whatever I sounded like, I explained my name. I guess I have to make you listen to it now.
Oh, you might as well.
God. While you're so keep talking. Keep telling us what's going on.
But yeah, so as well as the, I was curious to know what your two truths and a lie, the answer to that.
Oh yeah.
I just really wanted to get to know you, but I will say the thing that actually made me want to date you was when we were talking about my costume.
Oh,
and,
Adams.
Yeah, all of that. And rather than make me feel like a sexual object, you actually did make me feel like the actual human. Oh. And I was like, this is different.
It's meant to be appreciated. People yes. don't put in effort and work and enjoy life to not let it be, you know, mm-hmm. to make it fetishized. It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so two things. My two truths and a lie was, for those of y'all that's wondering, and I'll let you, you know, it'll be fodder, it'll be food for thought, was I know how to steer an 80-ton cruise ship. I'm in a Netflix show, and Coca-Cola sent me to Radio City to meet Britney Spears. So I think we already debunked both the ones that are true. So I'll just give you that for food for thought.
You are an asshole. You are truly an asshole.
I'm not gonna tell you what, but just know it is. It's like a fake out.
It is.
One of these days I'll come back on and we'll rediscuss. But this is my like little blurb on Hinge, and it gives you some insight into what you can ascertain from somebody within just looking at their profile for like 5 minutes. Mm. So here's this, if it wants to play sometime. I haven't been on Hinge forever. Huh?
I said, are you going to skip the government part?
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. So basically you can do different topics, right? And what was easiest for me was to explain my name, because when people hear the word sin, they go everywhere. And that's really what it was meant for. Side note, sin is not my real name, but it is my chosen name. In the same way that somebody would have gender dysphoria, I can have name dysphoria. So if you call me by the wrong name, unless you're the doctor, unless you're my gynecologist, I probably won't answer. Or actually, I don't really care, to be honest. Like I said, labels aren't big, but I prefer my name, the one that I decide. choose your own destiny. But here it is.
My real name is Tyler, but all my friends call me Sin. In Chinese, it means bearer of light. And in some indigenous cultures, it means god of the full moon. And it's short for sincere, if you were wondering.
So y'all heard that chuckle
and the laugh,
right?
Again.
Y'all heard it, right?
It's like subconscious at this point. Yeah. Deepening my
great.
Voice.
It's great. It's
not
great.
Me trying to give trade in that though.
Trade,
I said my
name
soon.
I'm done. Hello. Okay. On that note, we need to move to ending this episode, because this is well beyond
the time limit. But wait, you never finished.
Oh, what was I supposed to say?
You said that it was those two things, and then the appreciation uh-huh. of your lacy attire.
Yes.
But you never said how we met, like the actual meeting. You said why we met, but not necessarily how we met.
Like in person or
in the context of online.
So the only reason I downloaded Hinge was because of my friend Shane. She was telling me how she met her her fiance on there, and how she pretty much was like, the people on there are more likely looking for an actual relationship than other apps. And I was like, okay, I'll give it a try and figure that out. And like I said, I was in the midst of like figuring out that other dude, and then we matched and we connected. And from there, I really was invested in wanting to get to know you a lot more. And
how's that going, by the way?
What?
The person that you were meeting, or that you met initially,
Oh, no, fuck no.
Dead.
No,
well, there's like, your climax. Even,
like, he says some horrible shit, which we'll talk about offline.
Okay.
But essentially what was happened there, because I, like, he didn't want to go anywhere near dating, but I was respecting that. I wasn't going that route with him at all, but at least establish that friendship, because for me, friends with benefits, if that's going to be the thing, that friendship matters. And I wanted to foster that friendship and, you know, hang out, talk to each other, you know, figure out things. This was somebody I used to talk about House of the Dragons with whenever that show was going on. So that was a good way for us to, like, communicate, build that relationship, and, you know, build a friendship between us. And then there was this one day where he essentially stood me up, because I was driving from Atlanta, and he was like, oh yeah, we can hang out today. So I was like, oh cool. So I drove to his city, and he was like, oh, I'll be there shortly. And it took about an hour of me waiting, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna go home and whatever. I was a little bit triggered too, but all I said was like, hey, I'm a little bit upset right now. Once I get home and I have a call, I'll give you a call. He didn't like that. He thought of me like saying that, hey, I just need some time to myself as a way of, yeah, like, I don't fuck with you anymore. That's what he got from it. And
ain't that how it goes, though?
Yeah. So I was like, no, if you read what I said, I will call you when I get home. There was communication that was still going to happen. I just need to calm down and focus on me as I, like, make this drive back home, since it had to be an hour and a half anyways. You know, cipher through the feelings of being triggered from, you know, past experiences and fuck niggas and all that other shit. And just, you know, calm down, because I wasted an hour of my time when I could have just been home at that point anyways, and just doing whatever the hell I wanted to do rather than spending time up in there. And mind you, I did not eat that day. Like, well, I ended up eating later that day, but before then I had one thing to eat. So I was
hungry. Was that purposeful?
No, okay. I wasn't purposeful, because I was not trying to hook up.
Okay. Interesting.
I was not.
The pod would like to know.
I was, look, I thought that we were going to a place to eat food. So
you were just getting ready for the inevitable food that was
going to
take
because I was going to, eat the fuck when I got home. I was like, I was picturing what I was going to eat. But then when he said, oh yeah, we can hang out today, there's this restaurant that's not here that I actually enjoyed. And I want to go there.
Let's go.
So, and he was like, oh yeah, you can meet me over here, blah, blah, blah. And I thought it was a restaurant this entire time. It ended up being a park. It was a whole ordeal. I was like, okay, what the fuck is going on? But yeah, we'll talk about that.
And that's and that concludes the good side and the bad side of online dating. You can see you can see the darkest depths, and you can also, you know, end up meeting great people. So
Are you
try at your risk.
You ready for some never have I ever?
Let's do it.
So never have I ever gone streaking.
Okay, so you guys, I don't know how to play never have I ever. I know that you're gonna get something interesting is now. I don't know how to play that. So wait, so explain it to me.
Oh, you don't have never to put have down I fingers. Ever. You don't have to put down your fingers. It's just, have you done it or not?
Okay, but when you say never have I ever, you're supposed to, it means that you have.
Yes.
Like typically you would take a shot if you had.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you taking a shot?
A shot of life.
So you have gone streaking. I'm intrigued.
I'm trying to think. I feel like, what does streaking entail? Do you have to be in like a public place with other people around?
I would say in the public space, there does not necessarily have to be people around, but you're in a public space, naked, running.
Not like purposely. There's many a time where I've had to run through someone's living room, you know, after a shower. It isn't kind of streaking. Does it?
Oh, we got a thought story now.
No, not a thought story. Just like family. Because I'm so boring when it comes to streaking.
That's not.
Have you?
I have not.
Okay, then.
But I'm willing to do it in the right spaces.
I would love to go streaking. I'd love to go streaking on like a beach.
Oh, yes.
That'd be cool. Like at night. Yes.
But but I'm not much of a runner, so I would just do a slow streak, you know.
Like Baywatch.
Yes, yes, yes. I'll Baywatch that mofo.
All right, Pam.
Look, I tell everybody, I am allergic to running. So, and the next question is like, how can you be allergic to running? And here's how. Whenever I run, I break out in sweats, and I get heaviness of breath. They're symptoms. You get it.
I get it. No, actually, they say running is really bad for your body. Like gravity, really? Literally, it's not good to run.
Oh my God.
Apparently, like your joints and listen, see, I ain't a Scientologist.
And this is why I prefer to walk. I will walk wherever I need to go. Running is just not it. Look, there could be a dog chasing after me. It's just going to have to bite me until it's over with. And I just have to deal with that because, look, bitch, I'm not running. There's a lion right there. I just accept death because I already know I'm not outrunning that motherfucker. Hey, kitty, kitty, kitty.
You're not supposed to run anyways.
Oh, well, look at that. I might be safe.
Listen, see, your intuition, your self, your higher self is protecting you.
Oh, yes, yes.
From running. Yes. From fucking running.
On that note. Next. You know, okay, we technically are over time, but we're going to get back to this because, you know, I got other things. Next episode.
Well, this was a hoot and a holler.
Yeah.
I love it.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So, do you have any last words that you want to share with the audience?
So, I'll share with you what I have on my Hinge profile as well, just since we're on the topic. And it's something that I live by. And that it is this. Two things, actually. The first thing is give everybody that you meet grace. Because we all fucking deserve it, truly. Like, we all are going through the same level of hell, whether you see it or not. So understand that if someone is having a bad day, that it's not personal, and we can only go through life through our own lens. We can only see what's going on through our own perspective. So try and look outside of yourself every now and again. And the second thing is, it's actually a Greek saying, nophi seaton, which means know yourself. So, I don't know, try life, man. Do whatever you like to do. Fuck it. If you like to go streaking in the park, go streaking in the park. If you want to get on Hinge today, get on Hinge. Just as long as you're being safe.
And slide in the DMs.
And slide in the DMs. They're so dry.
I slid in yours.
Not that I'll ever answer them anymore.
Oh, damn. I was just ignored on my own.
Because I have you. Know?
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Like, how are you going? Get out.
I love each and every one of you. Oh, thank Where's you. That fan at?
Oh. Ah! Failed.
We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it, okay? God damn it.
On that note, thank you so much, Sam, for coming up to the podcast. I truly appreciate you. To the audience out there, thank you all so much for listening to the Holiloquy podcast, where we step out and speak on sexuality. And just in case no one else told you this today, you are beautiful, you are worthy of happiness and joy, you are enough and then some. You may not live up to the expectations of others, but that is okay. You are only required to walk in your own shoes. May each day you live lead you towards abundance. With that said, love you all and see you next episode. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Holiloquy podcast, where we step out and speak on sexuality. You can subscribe to the podcast through your favorite podcasting app and find us on the web at www.holiloquy.com. That's www.HEAUXLILOQUY.com. Share the podcast with your friends and join the conversation.